How would you say that?
I don't know. I guess I'll say where you cook, which is your cook.
Uh-huh.
Which one is your cook? Because everybody knows their own thing, you see.
Mm-hmm. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about what people had gone, you'd say, well...
How the party went on or something like that, or some kind of way, you know.
Or asking about the people, you'd say, well... Was at the party, you'd say.
Who was at the party?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say who all was at the party?
Mm-hmm. Hey, who all was at the party?
Uh-huh. Say if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Children, are they? You'd say, well.
Who all the children for?
Huh?
Who all the children is for?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, who all's children are they, or whose children are they?
Whose children are they, yeah.
And if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear, and you're asking about, you know, everything that the speaker said, you'd ask, well, did he say, you'd say.
Did
you ever say, what did he say, or what all did he say?
I guess I would.
How would you say that?
Well, what did he speak about?
Uh-huh.
What did he speak about?
And
what was the speech that he said?
Uh-huh. And talking about kinds of animals, the kind of animal that barks.
Barks?
Uh-huh.
I just know a dog bark me.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I know that bark is a dog.
Uh-huh. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
I don't know. I don't give any dog fighting me.
Well, if you wanted your dog to attack a person, what would you tell him?
Tell him to catch him.
Uh-huh.
Tell him to get him. Something like that.
What would you call a mixed breed dog? You didn't know what kind he was.
Mm-mm. I don't know what kind of dog I got back that time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tell me he's a poodle. I don't know what he is. I know I had a collie.
Uh-huh.
And the car killed it. That sure was a good dog. I had a collie, you see when I told him he was under the dog?
Mm-hmm.
He would take that dog, he'd hold that chain in his mouth, and he'd walk that dog all over. If he'd go over there with it, he'd go by way of and tell him, and he'd leave him, I'd say, Hexa, go get my puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Go get him and bring him here, Hexa. He'd go and get that dog and bring him there by the chain, and he'd lay down and he'd hold that chain in his mouth, and he'd put one foot on top of that chain. And the puppy couldn't go, he had to stay there. And when it left right from me, I went behind, I was back in the car, killed my dog.
Mm-hmm.
When my daughter called and told me the car hit my dog, I was putting my coat on to go see about my dog. And she said, he did, Mama. I said, well, get the children to put them on the side till they come from school. And we pushed them on the side till the car went and rolled over. And then they came back, our little grandson buried him back there. My daughter gave me a dog on Mother's Day. He was black and brown. It was a good dog. The dog should listen to it.
What would you call those little...
Oh, Lord. What a little chihuahua dog.
Huh?
A little bit of dog.
Uh-huh.
A little chihuahua dog.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a feist?
A what?
Feist.